Now, in the last part of this program, here is an excerpt of a conversation with Brother Sonam from Sikkim. He joined Bhagwan's college way back in the 70s and has had the opportunity of not only singing but also composing many beautiful bhajans which are sung even till this day.
After I reached home, Gangtok, Sikkim, and as you said, whenever you were feeling a little bit lonely and left out, he would fill you with so many bhajans, and in between some occasions would come in your life. Like in 1996, I wanted to record one album, a bhajan album for the Sri Satya Sai State Trust of Sikkim.
Okay.
So I went all the way to Bombay, and that gave me a beautiful excuse. Like, you know, it was again a beautiful inspiration to have a few more bhajans added there. So I took some bhajans from the past to be, you know, put in that bhajan CD. And then one beautiful bhajan that he gave me at that time was
Karuna Swarupini Raj Rajeshwari.
This bhajan is very familiar here?
Yeah, it is familiar. Not sung so often, but definitely.
Then I'll sing it full bhajan once.
Yeah, please.
Karuna Swarupini Raj Rajeshwari Tribhuvana Palini Partipurishwari Hridaya Nivasini Akhilandeshwari Tripura Sundari Veeravadini Dashabhujadharini Asura Vinashini Tribhuvana Palini Partipurishwari Karuna Swarupini.
Wow.
And then one bhajan in Rag Chakravakam, Ahir Bhairo.
Yes.
Akhil Jagat Ke Data Sai, I think, is very much sung.
Yes.
So that was also composed for that bhajan album, 1996.
This Karuna Swarupini is such a moving bhajan. And one thing also that I've noticed in many of your compositions is the element of Karuna is always there. Is it Karuna Sagara, Karuna Swarupini, Karuna Niti? It's always there. And that is what is the essence of the Sai Avatar. It's so amazing.
And every time since then, after I came to Prashant Lam, every bhajan that he has inspired through me, in me, he has composed through me or in me, you know, each bhajan has been a beautiful humbling experience of receiving the bhajan and then feeling really so whole and so total. Yes. And this has been my experience.
Wow, fantastic. In fact, as you mentioned, that in every boy, actually, Swami has instilled a bit of Tyagaraja, a bit of Mirabai. We may not have become a complete Tyagaraja, but Swami has instilled. They say that when Tyagaraja composed, or rather when the divine worked through Tyagaraja, he never wrote down anything. He would always only sit in the temple and sit in front of the statue of Lord Rama and just sing. He never bothered to document them. He never bothered to preserve anything. It was only many years later that people started documenting. And they say that he composed 27,000 kritis and only 700 are what is left now, which were collected later by so many disciples. But as you mentioned, for him it didn't matter. For him it was only expressions. He just sang to the Lord.
Exactly. He was not trying to prove anything there.
Yes.
Like there's nothing to prove there. He was not trying to prove his devotion to Bhagwan, or he was just in ecstasy and just one with Bhagwan. And you know, this is one thing that Swami told me in a beautiful sequence of again another bhajan composition. You know, sometimes you exert your ego and then sit with a harmonium and say that, okay, I want to compose a bhajan. Most of the bhajans that actually I have composed were bhajans that were composed when I was really, you know, caught unawares. Like, I was not sitting with a harmonium. The bhajan, the tune would come so beautifully, and then the words would flow out, and then write down quickly. And this is how I started getting an idea of the swaras, the swargyan also. Because, you know, otherwise how could I write it? I didn't have a tape recorder. I had to write down the notations immediately, so that I wouldn't forget it. So this is how You know, he started manifesting this also so that I shouldn't forget the song. I should be ready to receive the bhajan at any point of time, in any condition, in any way, in any place.
Wow, so the swargyan also came from
Bhagwan. I wouldn't even call it swargyan, but the capacity to understand the notes that I have composed so that I could write it down and read it later on and say that, okay, this is the composition.
So that you can replicate it again.
Replicate it. So there are songs that I have composed while traveling in a train, you know, while standing in a queue, like, you know, while waiting for Swami's darshan. So these were some of the beautiful experiences, and I can tell all my sisters and brothers today that just empty your heart and be a receptacle, just ready to receive that Amritam.